This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're waking up with the Morning Mess.
I listen every morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
Live 101.5.
Okay, it's the Morning Mess. How you doing? It's your guy, Joey Boy.
What up? It's JD.
And it's Sienna.
All right, the holidays are here. And what I've been doing is, now that I moved back from Chicago about a year ago, you know, I have this house that I've had for a few years. I love my house. And when I bought this house, one of those added things like, oh, that's cool. I've never had a blank. And now I have one. Well, it came with a shed. I've never had a shed in my life.
Because
I lived pretty much in apartments my whole life. So I had this cool shed. So as I came back, I'm like getting rid of stuff. And, you know, I'm going through the divorce. I'm going through boxes. What does she need? This is her stuff. I have to call her, text her. Hey, I got this box of your Christmas ornaments. Do you want these? Hey, I got baby pictures of you. I'm sure you want that stuff. I found a photo album of a gift that my ex, Amber, had given me. It's a photo album of a gift, I believe it was for my birthday, of her taking sexy pictures. The whole photo, like this whole sexy photo shoot. Boudoir shoot. There you go, producer Maddie. A boudoir shoot that Amber gave it to me years ago. And I'm opening it up. I'm just like, oh, I got scared for a second. Like, oh, I forgot about these pictures.
Yeah.
Kids might be around, you know? What do I do with this photo album? Do I get rid of it now? Later? Or never? Keep it for some reason. This is my ex, the mother of my children. But I have this whole photo album. What do I do with this, Sienna?
I think you need to get rid of it.
Now.
Now. Just get it out of there. No, I mean, I'm not saying Amber's this negative energy, but I think you just need to move on from it.
What do you say,
Amber,
get rid of it now? What do I do with, like, throw it out? Or
I think, I don't know. Like, you need to dispose of it somehow because you don't want to just throw her pictures in the trash and then, I don't know, your kids find it or something.
Right.
So take it to the local dump or something.
Local
dump. Some lucky fellow will find him there.
Great. I've just started my ex's OnlyFans page right there. On the board, team now from Sienna. She says buy a flamethrower and dispose of it by burning it to a crisp.
Yes.
My good friend JD.
Man, my first thought immediately goes to blackmail. Use it for something in the future.
So your team later.
Yeah. The old version of me would say to you.
Wow.
I'm going to say you probably should give it back to her. I would take a few pictures on your phone and then, you know, just so you can have, because you know what? At that point, BZ, you deserved them. So those are yours. That's your property. I'd get rid of it fast.
Get rid of it fast.
Especially if you start dating someone new. They don't want to find those pictures of your ex-wife.
Okay, but you're saying throw them away. You're saying give them back to her, JD?
Yeah, I would give them back to her, and just because I feel like that would make you look good.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's a nice thing to do is, you know, shows a good side of you.
Right. Like, hey, remember these?
Remember,
like,
these?
Yeah.
I'm not a creep.
Right.
I'm not going to, you know, give these to someone else.
Right.
I have a few and I've taken in my phone, but yeah, let me give this back to you.
Well, okay, give back the photo.
I'd give back them, yeah.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, what do you do? Okay, you're in a long-term relationship. This might happen to you. Or ladies, think about it. What if you did that sexy photo shoot for your person? They have this whole photo album of you. What do you expect them to do with it? 833-730-6377. Are you team now, later, or never? Team now, get rid of them. Burn them, like Sienna's suggesting. Team later, maybe take a picture. Couple, give them back to her. Or team never. I should keep this as a keepsake for forever. You know, that was part of my life at one point. Let us know some of your calls up next. So let's hit these phone lines. Phone lines have opinions. Tamika, Phoenix, team now, later, never.
You should cherish it.
Cherish it. So your team never.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't see that coming.
Neither did I. She wanted to divorce me one day. I was like, damn, okay. So I should always keep this photo album of half butt naked pictures of my ex-wife.
Yeah, you never know. You can always keep it, use it, you know, whatever you want. You never know what might happen.
Explain use it.
It could be in multiple ways. You know, use it as a demonstration. You can use it in your private area.
Like in that private room in my house, obviously, is what you mean. Like that yeah. One room. Yeah. My private areas. Okay. So on a lonely night, because of the loser I am, I'm never going to find anyone else in life. I can just remember the times when I could get some.
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to be clear. I feel great. I feel great.
Do you feel better after
I
this
feel
call?
Better. I feel better. Thank God. I was going to go to line 5, but luckily I went to line 4 to me because they're like, hey, you're never going to do better. Cool. Dad, have you ever taken one of these photo albums for your person?
No, I haven't.
Haven't. Okay. JD, have you ever received or given?
No. I'm pretty bland.
Pretty bland.
Yeah, I think. We never mentioned like selling them. Was that ever an option?
That wasn't an option. Sienna, have you ever given or received anything like this?
I have given some to my husband, Ivan.
Now, if the guy, because it's not going to happen, you and Ivan are lasting forever. You are goals. Your relationship is goals. Because obviously you married your best friend. If you divorced him, what would you want him to do with that photo album?
I think I would want him to just get rid of it.
Like, tear it up?
Yes, because I don't want him to use it against me in right. any form of any way.
And you don't want him to keep it?
Yeah, because that's weird.
It's weird. How does he dispose of it, though? Because some people like yourself are saying, team now, but I have the photo, what do I do with it? How do I get rid of it?
That's a good question. I mean, we were joking earlier, throw flames to it. So I'm just like, whichever way you can get rid of it forever. I'm down. You can have a little, not putting out there, divorce party and just light them up and get rid of them.
Okay. Well, you're totally opposite than my girl here. You're saying keep it forever just in case of a lonely night. Right, Tamika?
Yeah.
She said, yeah.
Yeah.
I do have the middle ground. Why don't you take pictures on your phone and then throw the album out? So you technically never really got rid of it. It's in your photo album. It's kind of like a win-win.
Like a secret album?
Yeah, and that way you know you have it. And, you know, your phone is your privacy. And then you throw it away.
It's an option, John.
You know?
Yeah. Tamika, what do you think about that? Stupid or?
I agree.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Take pictures of it. And then just throw away the album itself.
Yeah.
All right, Tamika. Well, thank you for cheering me up and making me feel good about my relationship status in the future.
You're welcome.
Well, I appreciate that. Let me guess. You're in a happy relationship.
Yes, I am.
All right. What's this guy's name?
Victor.
Victor. Go ahead. Give him a shout out.
Hey, Victor. I love you. I appreciate you with everything. I hope you have a great day.
That's love. That's sweet.
That was a legit shout out.
That's a really nice shout out. The best shout out we've gotten in a long time. Why don't you do one of those photo albums for Victor? I bet you'll appreciate that.
I bet he will.
All right. You going to make that happen?
Yes.
And then when you guys divorce, our photo albums will be like trading cards. Like, yo, let me get that.
Oh, jeez.
You know, I'll give you 3 Ambers for that one. For that one, Tamika.
Are they autographed or no?
Let's take another one.
833-730-6377.
We got Leslie on the line. Phoenix. Leslie, what are your thoughts?
No, I think you should give it away, because imagine if you get a girlfriend and then she finds it and then you have to explain that to her.
That's exactly what I said, Leslie. It puts them in an unfortunate situation in the future, right?
Yes, exactly. And it's like you're going to be in a necessary fight.
Right.
And it's just too much. I think just get rid of it now.
Now, Sienna suggested that I buy a flamethrower and toast it. What do I do with the photo album? Because I don't know, is it disrespectful if I just throw it in the trash, or what do I do with it?
Maybe just give it back to her. Or is that rude?
You tell me. I don't know.
What would I want? Maybe just rip it up. Because imagine if you throw it away and then someone else finds it and then her pictures end up somewhere else.
But maybe she becomes famous on OnlyFans and then I don't have to give her alimony anymore. So there's that. Or maybe I should start an OnlyFans page with my ex-wife's pictures.
That might be illegal, so I don't think...
Is that illegal?
I don't know. It sounds like a loophole to me.
Ew. Okay. So your team now, get rid of it somehow.
Yes, get rid of it somehow.
Okay. You threw in, maybe I give it back to her. I think she might take offense to that.
Yeah, but I mean, she's probably going to hear you talk about it on the radio saying you're going to throw it away. So what if she does want it?
True. She could give it to her next man.
You hand me down.
You're re-gifted.
She doesn't have to go through the process of doing the photos anymore.
Exactly.
She already has them done.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Hey, that's an option. I give it back to her. She can give it to the next man.
Yes, a little re-gift. No one will know.
She could hike it to him.
passed out from generation to generation.
Too soon. Janie missed that one.
You did.
What happened?
It's a tumor. It's not a tumor.
I'm dying, okay?
Okay, well, I'm going to take all these suggestions in my suggestion box, and I'm going to see what I'm going to do that, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Let me know what you do.
You'll be the first person I call. Okay, Leslie? I promise you, okay? All right. Thank you all for the calls. I got a lot to think about, Sienna. I got a lot to think about with this one.
Yes, you do.
The Morning Mess.
Every morning.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
The Morning Mess. Live 101.5. The Valley's hit music leader.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.